I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is sitting in for Robert Knott. Speaking of the arts, he is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine, with the Santa Fe New Mexican. Welcome.
Good morning. Yes, Robert Knott couldn't be with us today. He is actually flying in a B-17 aircraft that's out there at the Santa Fe Municipal Airport for the weekend.
It's a tough job,
but someone's
got to do it.
Anybody can get on the plane and fly. It's only $450 per person. So
that's all.
Yeah.
Excellent. So Desiree Mays is also here. Hi, Desiree.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Bright and early.
Yeah, you were here bright and early to remind our listeners. We've made a promo, but our opera series starts on Monday.
Yes, it does. We've done the homework, and the shows are in the can, as they say. So we are talking about one opera of the Santa Fe Opera every week, every Monday.
And for the next five
for
weeks,
the next five
starting
weeks.
This Monday.
The kickoff is the Tales of Hoffmann, which is the marvelous piece by Jacques Offenbach.
Right.
We're actually going to play lots of music. So for those people out there in radio listening land, you're going to get a lot of music with Mary Charlotte and me.
It's a lot of music. I mean, it's almost half and half music. No, we talk a little bit more than...
I think we do, but it gives you a real... if we're talking about opera, we have to play opera, right? It's a little hard just to talk about it. And then hopefully people will trot up the hill to the Santa Fe Opera to hear the whole thing when
yes.
the season starts on July 2nd.
Now, let me ask you a question. I don't know if this is something that you know, but a few friends of mine have said it's just too expensive. Are there inexpensive tickets for the opera?
Yes, of course there are. I mean, I compare this to going to a ball game. You actually pay far more if you go to a ball game these days.
Uh-huh.
And if you go and buy Coke and popcorn and a T-shirt and all the bits that go with it, as most people do, my kids buy CDs and things when they go to these big rock concerts. They pay far more money than I do going to the opera. Now, if you're going to sit in the fifth row, yes, you're going to pay a lot of money, probably.
Right.
But there are a lot of good seats with great viewing, even right down on the main floor, and you just have to pick up that phone and call now because they do go fast and there are still tickets. Certainly once you get into the season, July is a good time because to go to the opera, because we bring up, as we say, one opera each week.
Right.
There's a rehearsal. We can't do all five at once because logistically that's just impossible. So that's a good time to go because the hordes have not descended, but come at the beginning of August when we run five operas simultaneously, that's when all the outsiders, the rest of the world, comes in.
Yeah, because you can, in August, you can come on Saturday, on Sunday, and then go to five operas in a row and see all five operas and then go home at the end of one week.
That's right. The group I work with, Act One Tours, we're bringing in three groups this year and they will see five operas. They come in on a Sunday, have a welcome dinner, go to five operas and go home at the weekend. So that sort of immersion. But for people here, I think, who want to see these operas, yeah, go in July early or in later in August. And the advantage of August, of course, is that the curtain is not at 9 o'clock. It's first of all at 8:30, and then the very last week is at 8 o'clock. That's because the sun goes down earlier and it gets cool.
That's right. We're in touch with the cycles of nature.
Absolutely. Opera and nature go hand in hand. And we have to wait for Mother Nature and the sun to set to be able to light the shows.
Desiree Mays is the author of Opera Unveiled. It's the book that accompanies the Santa Fe opera season every year. One chapter about one of each of the five operas. And 12th printing. This is your 12th year doing this.
It's exciting. It's the five operas a year, and we talk about those in depth, tell stories, anecdotes, you know, all the fun things. It's and it's a quick read. You know, it's a short chapter.
It is
indeed. You're on an airplane, read it, and it's done. And then you're ready for the opera. So.
Now, speaking of fun things, Rob DeWalt is with us here speaking of the arts.
There's all kinds of fun things going on. Speaking of fun things and opera, the backstage tours are starting on Monday the 31st. They run, I believe, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then Saturday is an opera insider day. Saturday, I think at 8:30, the tours start at 9 o'clock.
In the morning?
Monday, yes. Yeah,
that's a good time to go before it gets too hot.
Yeah, that's early.
Right, right. They're very inexpensive, under 17. There's no charge. The insider days on Saturday are actually no charge. And they include talks by certain people, I believe. The first one is next Saturday is the...
the prop director. Randy Lutz. Right. Do go to him. He's wonderful. So you go up at 8:30, you get coffee and muffins.
Yes.
And then one of the department heads will speak about production. And that gives you an insight that's absolutely fascinating. And they're all great speakers.
Yeah, I plan on going to a couple of them this year. Mm-hmm. The prop designer especially.
And that's on SantaFeOpera.org. I think they have the listing of who's speaking which Saturdays. You
yes,
can go many Saturdays.
There's 13 Saturdays throughout the season that they're doing it.
And then you can go to the flea market, right?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Now, I'm not going to be here next week. We will resume the week after. But so I'm going to make some announcements of things that are coming up a little later. On Sunday, the 6th of June from 2 to 5, Cocktails for Critters, Felines and Friends is inviting you to enjoy fine wine and food while bidding on fabulous gift certificates and special items at a luxury Santa Fe estate. You can get in touch with Felines and Friends by just Googling Felines and Friends New Mexico and Cocktails for Critters the 6th of June.
Great. There's a lot of openings this weekend. One I'm really interested in is the one at Santa Fe Clay on today, 5 to 7 p.m. There's a reception. It's called Decalcomania. National Invitational Group Show. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 7. That shows up through June 26th, though. Of course, the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, the show opens.
Yes, we just talked about that in some detail.
Yes, and that's there's a great story in today's Paso Tiempo by Mr. Douglas Fairfield on the show.
Not to mention front page news on the regular daily paper.
Yes, I know. That's
good stuff.
Took me by surprise. But tonight is the Delgado Street 4th Friday Art Walk on Canyon Road and Delgado Streets. It's a self-guided gallery tour from 5 to 8 p.m. You can go to discoverdelgado.com to get more information on that.
Excellent.
Big screen classics tonight. The Birds.
The Birds at the Lenzic, Alfred Hitchcock.
Exactly. If anyone saw the film Birdemic that was in town recently, Birdemic Shock and Terror.
Yeah, I remember.
If you want to sort of erase that, scrub that off your brain pan, go and see this show. And actually on Saturday they're showing Vertigo.
That is a great movie.
Yeah, it's one
was
of my favorite.
Was it Kim Novak
Hitchcock,
and Jimmy Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Birds was the first Hitchcock that I ever saw. My dad made me watch it, and I'm scared to death whenever I see more than four birds.
I know.
I actually
decided when I was a kid not to see it because some my friends started getting scared of all canaries and stuff.
Well, we had a parakeet. I said we can only have one bird at a time because more than that, there's going to be a massacre.
Exactly.
It's all about Meow Wolf this weekend. There's a lot of Meow Wolf related stuff going on.
Meow Wolf is a collective of young artists who are fantastic.
Yes, and tonight they are having an opening reception. There's going to be paintings and an installation by Katie Kennedy and drawings by Ariel Aminoff. And there's a reception from 5 to 9. That show is only up through tomorrow. But Meow Wolf is also having a benefit art auction. It's a community event at Back Row Pizza on Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m.
Excellent.
That's over there on 2nd Street. And then also, Meow Wolf is having it's called Super Power Dance Destroyer. It's a
is
dance
that a
party.
Robot or an event?
And if I can find it on my little thing here. Anyway, I'll find it. There's a lot of Meow Wolf stuff going on, so just pick up the Paso Tiempo and look for all the things that are happening with Meow Wolf because it's a great collective. They're doing really great work.
Most excellent. Okay, and let's see. Another thing that's happening, I was just looking for the Meow Wolf, but I couldn't find it either. The Joan Duffy chapter, the Santa Fe chapter of Veterans for Peace, is showing Arlington West this Sunday, the 30th of May, at 7 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation on the corner of Galistea and Barcelona. Donations are accepted, but it's a free event. And we had them on the air a few days ago just talking about that film, which sounds pretty interesting.
Yes, I found it. Tonight at the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Meow Wolf is hosting Superpowered Dance Destroyer with DJs Neegs, Dirt Girl, and Snarls. It's at 9 p.m. There's a small cover. I mean, look at it this way. It's at the VFW, first of all. Second of all, it's a 21 and over gig. They sell alcohol there. And it's the only place in Santa Fe that you can still legally smoke, I guess.
Is that right?
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing.
A friend of mine belongs to a smoking club, a private smoking club.
Is it a cigar club?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And so that's another place.
I'm sure there's much more going on than just smoking. I'm sure there's
drinking.
Yeah. I'm sure there's philosophical conversations and all kinds of things going on.
Now, the artist Carol Anthony, whom we talked to also on the show the other day, is having a show that opens today. There's not an opening reception, but it is going on for, I think, about a month. It's called, it's going on through the 3rd of July, called Private Glimpses. And Carol Anthony is an amazing, magical artist. Mm-hmm. And so her her paintings will be exhibited at the Gerald Peters Gallery.
What else is going on? There's Corazon is having a similarly titled event on Saturday called Super Funky Psychedelic Pussycat Swingers Ball. Say that 10 times fast.
With, Super Calif. Yes. Yeah,
with DJs Maynard Del Mar, Mute Swan, and The Infector, and Aaron E. and Durko. That's at 9 p.m. on Saturday. If you put on a costume and you get there before 11 p.m., there's no cover. So, yeah.
You know.
Frog Fest 5 is this weekend. 15 bands in 12 hours. It's like an Americana marathon. A marathon. highlights include 100 Year Flood, Joe West, Goshen, The Strange. This year they're adding something a little different. It's the Blues Punkers Angola Farms. Noon to midnight, Santa Fe Brewing Company. Call 424-3333 for more information on that.
And I got a notice from the Edge Gallery that they're having an opening today from 6 until 9 on Canyon Road, presenting Mark Catano and Nicole Catano. And don't know that much about their work, but you can check it out. It's that gallery that's on the corner of Paseo and Canyon Road. For more information, 992-0333.
Yeah. William Powers on Tuesday the 1st, the author is going to discuss and sign copies of 12 by 12, A One-Room Cabin Off the Grid and Beyond the American Dream at 5 p.m. at Garcia Street Books.
I read that book. I
Did
read
you
that
like
book
it?
From cover
read.
To cover. It's very, very good. We're going to do an interview next week, I think on the day of the, yeah, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really thoughtful and interesting book. This is a guy who met a woman who decided to live off the grid in a house that was 12 by 12 because if it's that small, you don't pay taxes and you don't have to conform to the building code because they consider it a shed. And so he lived in this place that had basically 2 acres of permaculture farm around him. And it was like a life-changing contemplative experience, but it wasn't a retreat from all things bad because they were surrounded by these like really ugly factory chickens farms that were all smelly and things like that.
Ooh.
Very, very interesting book.
I'm gonna have to do well. If you have it, I'll borrow it.
I have it.
And also on it. Tuesday the 1st, Fayuca, a ska punk band, a ska punk and reggae band, and Eyes of Nine, which is this sort of crossover rock hip hop collective, are playing at 9 p.m. The Underground, which is inside Evangelos downstairs. This is great. I wrote about this in my column today. The New Mexico Symphony Orchestra, the Duke City Sound Barbershop Chorus, and others are doing a tribute to Queen and Freddie Mercury. It's called We Will Rock You, a tribute to Queen. And it's tonight. It's in Albuquerque, but you know what? It's Memorial Day weekend. Everyone's taking a road trip. Go up to Albuquerque. It's at Sandia Resort and Casino Amphitheater. It's a great space. I saw Judas Priest there last year. That's 8 p.m. Friday. If you go to nmso.org or call, just go to nmso.org and find information on tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And at Collected Works Bookstore on Thursday, the 3rd of June, Frederick Turner, The Go-Between, a novel of the Kennedy years. Do you know anything about that book?
I don't. I hope it's not another conspiracy book.
It's a novel, so who
okay.
knows?
All right.
It's supposed to be good. He's supposed to be great. And then on Monday, the 7th of June, Brady Udall, The Lonely Polygamist. Now, I was going to try to schedule that. I'm not sure I'm going to make it because schedule's kind of packed. But
Dorothy's.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Okay, tell us.
Tell us. Well, if I told you, then you wouldn't read the story in the Pasatiempo next week, would you? No. He's a great guy. He actually has ties to the New Mexico Udall family. His, Brady's great-grandfather, I think, founded the town in Arizona where all the Udalls sort of cluster.
Okay.
And Brady's great-grandparents were polygamists. And I believe Stuart Udall is Brady's grandfather's cousin. So, yeah, it already gets a little tricky.
Okay, but tell us about, what do you think about the book?
I love the book.
Really?
I think it's, you know, a lot of people see the cover And some of you like might even read the jacket and go, oh, this is just going to be another book about the sick side of plural marriage and little children being molested and all these wives living in this one place, and it's actually not. It takes place in the 70s, and he steers very purposefully clear of all of the sort of all of the stuff that happens these days. It's all in the news. It's basically a story of an American family. It's just that this American family happens to have 28 kids and 4 wives, and it's very humorous. There's a child character in the book named Rusty that Brady said is kind of formed after his own childhood growing up. He had 8 siblings of his own, so he was used to growing up in a big family, and he drew a lot on that to plan his characters. The whole book came from an Esquire article that he wrote in 1998, and he did a lot of research and actually embedded himself, well, not embedded himself, but he got in with the polygamous community and earned their trust and got a lot of really great background information so that he could write the book. And it's a fantastic, it's long. It's like 600 pages.
Is it good fun reading if you're going away for the weekend?
It is good fun reading. It really is. His first draft, he told me, was 1,400 pages.
Good heavens.
Yeah. And he pared it down to 600. There's a lot of, there's a lot of family members to write about, and there's a lot of background to cover. But he said he had to pare it down. He felt like he was failing when he was, for about 6 months because he was trying to just hack this book down so much. But it's a great book. I believe the signing is, I forgot, you just said.
I did just say. So you'll have to remember what I just said.
It's the 7th.
Okay.
I collected words.
Ah. So let's see. Some Santa Fe musicians, Kelvin McNeil, Michael Kopp, Mati Sato, Hiroki Takeda, Jim Kinney, and many more, are playing classical Western and Far Eastern songs this Saturday, that's tomorrow, from 6:30 to 9 at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, you can call 577-7855. And once again, there's an acupuncturist, a doctor of Oriental medicine, named Dr. Laurence Lisa Le Breton, I don't know if that's pronounced correctly, who is going to Haiti as part of the organization Acupuncturists Without Borders, and she's going in about, a week and a half or so, and this is a fundraiser for that.
Oh, it's a fundraiser. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Madrid is holding its World Music and Dance Festival on Sunday the 30th from noon to 7 p.m. Agalu's going to be there, Nigerian drumming, Mati Sato.
Yeah, they're so good.
I know, they are. Kamusha Marimba Ensemble, Masnavi Dance Collective, Sultana Dancers. It's at the Oscar Huber Memorial Ballpark on New Mexico 14. And the proceeds benefit Madrid Cultural Projects. If you call 474-0033, you can find out more about tickets. Kids under 7 are no charge. So.
New night spot in Santa Fe. Are your ears perking up?
Rouge Cat.
Vibes is a high-energy Caribbean-oriented music and dance party opening this Friday at the Lodge, 9 until 2 in the morning, and it's going on every Friday, mixing by DJ Avi. If you like the Mambo Room, you'll love Vibes.
You'll love this. Have you been to the Rouge Cat?
No.
The new nightclub. It's right downtown on Lincoln Avenue, I think.
Huh.
It's basically the home of Trash Disco every Wednesday now. I think they have a website,
RougeCat.com. Trash Disco just never dies. That's a good thing.
Una's been doing it forever since I was bartending years ago.
Oh, I thought you were since you were in knee pants.
No. But I haven't been to the RougeCat yet, but I'm hearing really good things about the space. It's centrally located. They have full liquor license. They have great DJs that rotate in and out, different theme nights. Didn't have any room to put them in Pasa because nobody sent me a press release. Hint, hint.
Yes. And when you send press releases, ladies and gentlemen, be sure not to send attachments because we don't like to open attachments.
No,
we like to just read our email. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And by the way, ladies free before 10 o'clock at Vibes. Just had to add that.
Very nice. On Wednesday, the 2nd, at Cowgirl, E. Christina Hare and Wild Frontier, sort of an alt-country act. I listened to a little bit on the computer yesterday. They're quite nice, and that's at 9 p.m. on Thursday. And there's a small cover for that.
Now, several weeks ago, we had a group on talking about the Alternatives to Violence Project. They're doing a basic workshop that starts tonight at 6 o'clock, and it continues through Sunday at the Quaker House at 1730 Camino Carlos Rey, just off Cerrillos. If you meant to sign up for it, if you got nothing to do this weekend, give them a call, 505-466-6615, and you can register for that. And once again, 466-6615.
Sunday is the season finale of the Santa Fe Community Orchestra. They're doing music of Mahler and Franz at 2:30 p.m. at the St. Francis Auditorium.
Oliver Present. Is that right?
Yes.
He's fantastic.
And there's no charge.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is a community. This is a community is so full of incredible resources like that. No charge. An amazing conductor, a very good orchestra, wonderful music, and it's free.
And it's free. And it's right downtown.
If anybody ever complains that there's nothing to do, I'm going to go put a noodle in their
nose. I know. You just pay, and it's Sunday, so you don't have to pay for parking downtown. You know? I mean, all your bases are covered with that show. Pop Gallery. On Saturday, the third annual Pop Femme Sugar Coated Strange group show. There's a reception and art raffle from 6 to 8 p.m. The exhibit is up through June, and proceeds benefit Southwest Care Center.
Nice.
And it's a really, really fun show. It's always a fun show.
So here's another thing. Adopt an Arroyo Community Work Day. People should bring work gloves, hat, and sunscreen. Is happening tomorrow, the 29th of May, from 10 to 2. Lunch is provided. And it's at the Monica Lucero Park on the corner of Avenida de las Campanas and Arroyo de los Chamisos Urban Trail. If you want to know where that is or find out more about it, you can call Kina at Earthworks Institute at 603-7188. And you can go to earthworksinstitute.org for more information.
Speaking of Arroyos, I got to get this out there. I came into work on Tuesday after a four-day quote-unquote vacation and found a two-foot-tall ceramic pig in a chef outfit.
I saw that on your Facebook.
Standing on my desk, and I did some investigating and found out that Robert Knott put it there.
Of course
Robert
he
Knott
did.
Found this ceramic pig in an arroyo near the compound restaurant on Canyon Road. If anybody is missing a ceramic pig, and you can describe in a little more detail the pig to me, I'll give it up. You have until Monday. Otherwise, it's going in my ceramic pig collection, which I just think I started just now.
That's just weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you think that...
reach you? How do we reach you to own up?
You can call me down at the Pasta Tempo. You can leave a number at 986-3039. And I'll get back to you, but you have to be able to describe the pig in some detail.
Yeah, and don't look on his Facebook page, because that would be cheating.
No, I told people last night, if nobody claims it, I'm going to stuff it full of candy and dreams and fill it full of holes. So.
And then put it on a string and have a blindfold on and hit it with a stick?
Yeah, no, I was just going to take it out to the shooting range, but I mean, we could do that too. But someone out there is missing a pig.
He might not be missing it. He might have abandoned it. Think about that.
Yeah.
So, let's see. The Photo Eye First Wednesday Photography Salon is happening on Wednesday, the 2nd of June from 6:30 to 9. Wendy Young, Eric Cousineau, Jack Combs, and Brenda Kelly. And the Photo Eye Gallery is at 376 Garcia Street, 505-988-5152, extension 114.
Awesome. There's... got to support all the youth centers in this town. Warehouse 21, 7 p.m. Saturday, May 29th. They're having a tough time over there.
Are they?
Yeah. So
everybody is.
Yeah, it's true. But, you know, go out and support your teen center here. This is a rock show on Saturday, the 29th at 7 p.m. HN88, The Balcony Scene, and Out of Gear, which features the fruit of Steve Terrell's loins.
What? So can you say more about that?
Steve Terrell's son is in the band.
Oh, okay.
So that's on Saturday at 7 o'clock at Warehouse 21 over there in the rail yard.
You know, I don't know. This might be old, this email. I'm not sure. But Santa Fe is searching for its next poet laureate. And I told them that I would make an announcement about this. The poet laureate has to make appearances at city-sponsored events and must be over 21 years of age and live in Santa Fe. Oh, shoot.
And you have to know more than Dirty Limerick.
I screwed up. Nominations were already due. Deadline is over. Never mind. Sorry. Fail.
Fail. Fail. Oh, my gosh. Oh! This is Monday, May 31st. It's the last day of the Taos Spring Art Celebration. I'm trying to get everybody to, like, fill up their cars with gas and get out of town so I have places to park, I guess. But the Taos Art Celebration is a fun time. They do it every year, but it ends on Monday. So go and check it out. There's ongoing gallery openings and art walks and concerts. And everything starts at 10 p.m. And if you want more information, you can call 575-751-8800.
Excellent. Now, what's happening at the CCA? Oh, Casino Jack. Casino Jack in the United States of Money. That is, I swear to God, that is a movie that every voter in the United States of America should be required by law to see. It's basically about Jack Abramoff and the whole crazy lobbying kerfuffle catastrophe that he and many others engendered. And it opens today, and it's a good movie. It was made by Alex Gibney, who made that great film that I think didn't it win an Oscar called Taxi to the Dark Side?
Did it win an Oscar?
He won an Oscar for something. I think it was for that one. Anyway, but it's very entertaining as well as being educational. And it's the kind of movie I think I might watch it again because there's so much in it that seeing it twice helps you understand. It's actually hard for the people who are not deeply involved in national or state politics to understand the weird complexities of how people subvert the law and mm-hmm. all principles of ethics and decency to get their way.
Yeah, this guy also made Enron the smartest guys in the room.
Yeah.
There's a review in today's Pasatiempo by our newest staff writer, Casey Sanchez. Welcome aboard, Casey.
Did they like it?
Well, they gave it 3 out of 4 chilies.
Well,
I give it
5 out of 4 chilies.
Oh, ooh. Ooh. Okay.
It's at the CCA Santa Fe, which has all sorts of good movies.
There's a few other films that are opening this. Well, there's The Eclipse. There's Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. There's a lot of films that are opening up. I really am interested in seeing The Eclipse. I'm not sure why.
You know what? It's almost time to go.
I know. And before we go, I have to wish my partner a happy 19th anniversary.
Oh, how sweet.
Yes.
Happy 19th anniversary, you guys.
I came here with ulterior motives.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt, thank you so much for being with us. And Desiree Mays, thank you for being with us, too. And you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, and all sorts of good things. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc. It's time to go. Hasta la vista, baby. Ciao.
Bye.